Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch. Today I have a special guest. I have this, I don't know what to call you, Gerald. You're like a artistic genius to me. But introduce yourself to all the listeners.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? My name is Gerald Walker. One Step at a Time Music, Blue Collar Gang Reggae. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, hip-hop artist located in New York City.
Okay, that's what's up. So you guys heard it. So Gerald, you know, like I was just mentioning to you, I want you to basically just get into who was Gerald Walker before the certified blue check?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much the same dude before that. I mean, same dude that has the check now. You know what I mean? Just hungry, focused, diligent in his work, you know, trying to figure things out, doing the best he can with the people and the resources he has available to him. Is, you know, just a dude with enough courage to make mistakes and learn from them and keep it moving, you know?
Yeah, and you know something? That's something that a lot of people, they get discouraged after they make mistakes, but we have to make mistakes in order to become better. You know, so a lot of my listeners are young listeners, and I always ask all my guests to basically just, you know, throw out some motivation, especially, I know you're from New York City originally.
Well, I'm from Chicago originally.
You're from Chicago. Okay, so how long have you been in New York City?
It's been about 8 years now.
Okay. All right, so growing up in Chicago and stuff like that, what part of Chicago was that?
West Side. Was born on the South Side, then moved to the West Side, and then after that, my mom was raised in some African American, more affluent suburbs, like who were affluent at the time, name of Bellwood and Maywood, and then after that, I spent some time in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then after that, I just came out here to New York.
Okay. So, growing up in your area and stuff like that, you know, what were you, like, prone to in your environment?
What was what? I'm sorry, repeat that.
I was saying, what were you, like, prone to? What were some things that you seen, some things that motivated you to want to just push yourself to just become someone important, someone that is going to be able to make a difference?
You know what? I never really looked at it as me making a difference. It was just me looking at the people in my life. So my father and his brothers were all like heavily educated and entrepreneurs. And on my mom's side, they were just extremely hardworking people. So, you know, growing up as a young man, as a young boy, really, seeing them kind of typify, you know, what hard work is and what education is, it kind of just put me on that path. And I was just on that path before I kind of figured out what I wanted to do for myself.
Nice. So, also, I wanted to get into something. So, yeah. You're an architectural designer. For those who do not know what that is, can you please break that down for me?
Yeah, that's something like really cheeky that I put on Instagram. I'm not really, like, I haven't gone to architectural school or learned how to build schematics and blueprints on, you know, that I could give to an engineer to construct the actual building. But over at my fragrance studio, IO, which is just if you want to imagine it, it's sort of like a recording studio, but for fragrances, where just a bunch of creators that's in it doing things and creating concepts and products that's all scent related. It's just it's just a studio space where we do stuff like that. But we call ourselves architects because, you know, we're builders, and although it may not be like in a traditional form of
It's metaphoric, but at the same time, it's really dope how you put that together. So that's why I really wanted you to, like, you know, break it down for the listeners. I really think that your fragrance brand is really dope. Like, you know, I gotta get some.
Nah, you do. Yeah, we gotta make that happen. Yeah, I get your info. We definitely get some to you.
Definitely. We got to support each other, but I really think that's dope. And also, like, your music, for a second, guys, I just have to say, getting put onto your music, it's a whole vibe. Like, it's different. Your sound is unique. Like, I feel like in some songs, I feel like you kind of sound like Nipsey a little bit. I don't know if you ever got that before, but that's a compliment. But it's just like, what you're spitting is just like, yeah, like, talk about it. Like, I be amping myself up, getting ready for work, listening to your shit.
Yeah, that's exactly the, that's my goal when I'm writing. I always want to make music, personally speaking, that is kind of inspirational, you know, that I can be, create music or sense that'll be your muse, that catalyze you getting whatever the fuck you want to get done, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So. Nice. So when are you going to be dropping new music?
Well, yeah, we dropped something today. The World of Spin Without You, my new EP, is out right now. Dropped that midnight. Very, very excited about that. Six tracks, all produced by this kid from San Jose named Cricket Boy. And I'm excited about this one. I had wrote a lot of it out here in New York, and then I finished it up earlier this year in Spain, Madrid. And I think after this, I might drop again maybe the end of June, maybe mid-July, realistically.
Okay. So. Nice. So also, so with your creative aspect of things, you said that some of it you wrote in Madrid. Now, with you, like, traveling, because you talk about traveling in your music and stuff like that, is that an outlet for you to help you with your music, or it's just a plus?
It's just something that I'm interested in doing. So I would say traveling for me would be just like a rapper that, you know, that's heavy into smoking, or, you know, a rapper that's heavy into cars, or someone in a fashion. So for me, it's just, it's a way for, because I work so hard and I try to be so diligent in my work, it allows me to just unplug and get away from everything and clear my mind and get some new perspectives, and then just soak a lot of shit up. So then when it's time to go back to work, I have new inspiration to draw from.
Nice. Yeah. So for all the young listeners out there, I really want you to take heed to everything that Gerald's saying. And to just double back, you know, again, making mistakes and learning from your mistakes and pushing yourself is very important. You know, I speak and I say this a lot because it's just like a lot of people get so afraid. And, you know, I've come across a lot of talented people and they kind of, like, you know, they suppress that due to the fact of what other people is going to say. When you started to do music, I'm pretty sure that you had people that were like, okay, they weren't taking you seriously, but you still was driven to create music, correct?
Not correct, absolutely.
So can you just talk about that a little bit? Because, you know, it happens, and it happens to the best of us. So please, just dwell on that a little bit for me and just elaborate for the listeners, please.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, I feel like making mistakes and even hurting people is kind of like some of the inevitabilities of life, you know what I mean? And you can have good intentions and, you know, you can still just fuck around and hurt someone just thinking you're doing the best thing, you know what I mean? That's just life, you know what I mean? And making mistakes, that's life too. And you know, that's different. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, because it's inevitable that we'll all do it, that's just a license for you to just be shitty to people, because I don't think that's what I'm going for, and I don't want people to misconstrue what I'm saying. But, you know, there's going to be times where you just don't get it right, or you miss the mark, or you pray and you think you hear from God on something, and you ain't here, you ain't here like you thought you did, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's just doubling down and just saying, like, you know, acknowledging that you kind of missed the mark, and then, you know, taking that step further, sort of like the album says, the world will spin without you. Like, the world is going to continue to spin. So, you know, while you're here, while you spend your time spending wisely and learn from your mistakes and keep pushing, you know what I mean? Keep fighting a good fight.
Yeah. And it's true, because no matter what, things still go on, people move on, things are still happening, and it's just a matter of how you're gonna make yourself better, or how you're gonna take what has happened and create something. And it's very, very important, guys, that, you know, don't focus on the negative. Like, you know, we're human, things happen, so we tend to dwell on stuff like that. It happens, we're all flawed, but at the same time, it's just like, okay, well, what about the solution? And now we're living in a time where it's just like, you know, supporting one another, creating, and just loving is very important, because look at what happened the other day with George Floyd.
Yeah, facts.
You know? And this is just something that is just completely repetitive at this point.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that's another family that has to deal with this. And, you know, a lot of us, we can identify with him. But, you know, it's kind of different when, you know, that George Floyd is one of your homies, or your brother, or your man, you know, your best friend, or yourself. You know what I mean? So, you know, just really thinking about his family and all those people struggling and suffering through this time, man, for, like you said, something that's kind of, it's more of a culture than just isolated events at this point, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's repetitive, and, you know, we're seeing it more and more. And also, too, lately as well, a lot of young rappers, artists, have been dying through, like, drive-by shootings and stuff like that. And it's just, like, it has become a norm, and it's something that it really fucks with my head every time I sit and dwell about these things. It really, really fucks with my head, because it's just, like, damn. I'm the type of person, when I think about stuff, I'd be like, why we all just, not in a funny way, but why we all can't just get along? Like, why can't things just be in a way where it's just like, okay, we don't have to go to violence? Or why does ignorance have to linger so much? You know, and it bothers me, and I'm passionate about it, but, you know, I could only converse with certain people on certain things, because a lot of things go over people's head and they don't really understand, or, you know, they're just nonchalant with it. But it's just like, listen, this is what's happening. This shit is real. It's not just a fucking meme.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. No, these are real people and real families, and it's real consequences. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it just kind of, like, again, it, like I said, it's something that just fucks with me. So what is the message that you would like to put out to the listeners?
Yeah, so, you know, the name of my, like I say, my whole motto is one step at a time. You know what I mean? And I think that a lot of times when you have these grandiose ideas and these things you want to accomplish, you know, it's like that old saying that a journey of 1,000 miles just begins with one step. And, you know, you might not have nothing. You might not have no paper in your pocket. You just got your own dreams. You know, you want to have a crib, a nice crib, a four-bedroom crib, or you want all this. I mean, whatever it could be, you know, I don't know if you might reach those goals. I don't want to sit up here making expectations, but you can definitely try by just taking things a day at a time, taking things a step at a time. And that's all I kind of want to bring at the table. And that's the lifestyle that I want to bring with my music and my endeavors. Because if you follow me from day one to where I am now, it's like night and day. And hopefully, if you follow me now, 10 years from now, it's going to be even crazier. You know, I'm going to just keep going up. You know, things are just going to be nuts. My little fragrance studio, you know, might turn into, well, it's going to turn into something even crazier. You know what I mean? And for people, I want people to be able to look at that and be like, yo, I wonder how he did it. And it's just like, nah, bro, we got it right. We got it wrong, but we just took it a step. You know what I mean? One step at a time. So that's all I would kind of want to bring to the table with everything that I do.
I really respect that. And I really want to thank you for, you know, just allowing me to have you on my platform. It means the world to me, because I know that you're a very busy man. And it means a lot that you were able to come on here and, you know, just talk about the things that you have going on and stuff like that. I really, really appreciate the support, Gerald.
No, and I appreciate individuals like you that have these platforms, that have real conversations with artists such as myself that might not be getting, you know, the Rolling Stone looks and the, you know what I mean, but still have things to say. So, you know, shout out to you and your team, and I'm definitely planning on seeing y'all down the road doing, you know, incredible things as well.
Thank you. Before, you know, we end everything, I just wanted to know, like, what gave you the idea to start your own perfume line?
Yeah, so I think I was reading an article, and it was saying that that African Americans made up $13 trillion of the American GDP, and that that $13 trillion was more than most countries, than the majority of countries in the world. So I was like, golly, like, you know, black people, we spend so much money, we consume so much. So we just are, you know how you have one thought that leads to the next, and I'm just like, damn, you know, we spend so much money, and it's like, not even we, I'm like, my nigga, you spend so much money, and I'm like, what do I spend a lot of money on that's kind of crazy I can cut back? And I was just looking, like, I got mad candles, mad incense, you know, and not just like lay candles, I mean, it was $100, $200 candles, and I'm like, bro, none of these brands that I purchase, none of these brands that I fuck with, get back to my community. Mm-hmm. For one, they don't circulate any dollars into my community. So, and for one, I'm spending so much money making them rich. It's just like, bro, I'd rather just, you know, start wearing my own clothes. You know, I mean, if I'm gonna be a billboard, I'd rather wear my homie shit or my own shit. And then, you know, I was like, man, I'm gonna do this fragrance company myself. So I think I was in last year I was in Marseille, France. You know. If France is like the perfume capital, I mean, it's sort of like, you know, France is like in Paris, that's like the perfume capital of the world. And sort of like New York is the Mecca for basketball, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was out there and I just like, yo, bro, just go for it, bro. I'd rather you try it and fail miserably than not even try. And then, you know, we just been rocking. You know, IO is not even a year old yet, and we've done so much, and I'm very proud of it, and, you know, I'm very excited and hopeful on the future.
Nice. And you have my support 100%. I will definitely be getting some candles and also some fragrances as well. And you guys heard it here. Gerald, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're just amazing, man. You're fucking amazing.
I appreciate that.
And I just love, you know, what you're doing. And, you know, you're speaking truth. And again, I'm so glad that you're on this platform, because it allows my listeners, especially my young listeners, and us as African Americans, to, you know, just come together and understand, like, listen, like, there are individuals that's just out here really just get into it and just trying to build up the community, and I respect that so much.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. No, that's real.
You know, and yes, it is. From the bottom of my heart, I genuinely appreciate that. And guys, Gerald Walker.
Hey, let's get it.
Thank you so much, Gerald.
No, thank you.
Okay, bye. So, you guys have heard Mr. Gerald Walker, a man of many, many talents. This conversation actually really, really intrigued me, and I hope that it did the same for you guys. Now, this is someone that's seen his family members come up by, you know, being entrepreneurs and pushing, and he's doing the same, and he's making a difference, and he's trying to uplift his community. So again, like I always say, we have to support each other. This was Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.